Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Jacqueline Zund, director of Where We Belong. This is a documentary seen from the point of view of kids about the separation of their parents, and obviously it's a very interesting topic, but I wanted to know first, right off the bat, why was it important for you to get this point of view?
I wanted to talk to kids because it's a subject that was usually discussed by parents, and they forget about, often they forget about the kids, and it's very, for me it was very important to get their point of view.
Yeah. So there was a Q&A after the screening, and you revealed to us something that was very interesting. So there was a personal sort of reason for you to be working on this film, right? The film is dedicated to your son.
Yeah, my son grew up with two homes. So I had a separation. We separated when he was 5 years old, and I just felt it is still separation is still kind of a taboo. People don't really like to talk about it, so I decided to talk to the kids because they do like to talk about it.
Right, and a great thing about this film is that you actually talk with them to them with respect. I mean, it feels like this film is really looks at them as if they were, pardon the expression, normal people, because sometimes you get the opposite in films like these, right?
Yeah, for me it was very important not to show them as victims because they're very strong, and I think it's very important to have this respect, and also to talk. For me it was important to talk to them like to adults in a way.
Did you feel like it was a personal journey as well for you? I mean, did you learn something from the experience? So were you looking for something for yourself? Sometimes when people work on films, they also have reasons that go beyond the actual film.
I guess so. It wasn't a decision I made, but maybe I think what I really learned, and I'm still struck about the fact how much kids care about their parents, and I think it should be the other way around at that moment. But kids are enormously. It's very important how they are, how the parents feel, and they're very much having sorrows because of that. And this was very new to me, and I think this is something I would pay much more attention.
Right. Yeah, I mean, again, it's something that is not often discussed, but it's probably true, right? You know, I mean, it's definitely true. I wanted to ask you just how you found the kids that you interact with, and what was the process of just looking for the right people to film?
It was very difficult because to find the parents who let the kids speak, because they were afraid, I think, to let them speak openly. So this process took a while, but at the end I was very happy to meet people who had the courage, and also who said, this is the moment for us to listen.
Right. Did you find that the presence of the camera was helpful, or was it a little difficult to overcome that as an obstacle?
I think this is an old-fashioned problem, the camera, because the kids are so used to film and to be filmed today that they really like it. I think this helps even because they were very comfortable with it. We were a small crew, indeed. I decided to work only with three people on the set, so we're not really. I think it was more the presence of other persons than the presence of the camera who made the difference.
Right, but and when you're filming them, do they understand what the film is going to be? I mean, how much do they know about what you're doing?
I think you didn't. I mean, I don't know if they understood what I was looking for, but I knew that they trusted me as they did the parents, and they're very. They liked it a lot at the end. I'm happy.
You know, I don't know if this was accidental or something that you intended from the beginning, but it's also nice to get a mix of eight different ages and different cultural background and even different countries, I believe. So was that intentional? Was that something that you always had in mind?
Yeah, I mean, I was while doing the casting, I was looking for different kind of aspects of kids, but at the end it was also you take the best but it was important for me to have somebody from the countryside, which is in Switzerland still very conservative. It depends where you are, And the French-speaking kids, they were originally, the parents are from Italy, so you also have the mixture, the modern kind of society.
Yeah. I mean, it's beneficial to a work like this, right? To get a whole perspective on the subject.
Yeah, because it's a global, I think it's an issue, it depends. It's nice to show it here in another country, for me, to see how people react. And I see it's exactly the same problem. I mean, couples are couples wherever you are, and I think separations are separations, and the problem is the same all over the places. So.
Yeah, by the end, you kind of feel like they are united in their differences. I think also, stylistically, these shots of these close-ups and with these lights, they also give they gave me some sort of a feeling that I was looking at, something international, that they're united, something that has united them, even though they don't know each other.
Yeah, that's true. And this part of the lights, I also wanted to show them as kind of stars for their subject, because it's difficult to talk about something which is maybe seen from the outside as a problem, and as especially for teenagers. So it was important for me to make them look good and look proud and strong.
Do you think that it's still viewed as a problem today? I mean, have things changed? Maybe are they changing?
I don't know. I don't really think. I when I talk to young parents around 20 years old, 25 years old, I in Switzerland, I realize there is still a kind of a backlash to the 50s. It's they're marrying very early, so it's getting. I don't know. I think it's still stigmatized somewhere, the separation.
For both kids and parents.
I think for kids it's easier, because it's like the half of the class is having the same life, so they can start talking about it. But still, they don't like to talk about under kids.
Yeah. Do you feel like these things are talked about in the media enough? Should they get more exposure? I mean, I know that there's some topics that we hear about all the time, but it feels to me like, when it comes to kids and these situations, not as much. But they do talk about it, but they don't get the same attention, I guess, or maybe not as,
I think so, yeah, they don't get the same attention, especially not from their perspective. I mean, this subject was discussed and is discussed all the way and all the time, but never from their perspective. And this perspective is really different.
Can I also, this is the last question that I'll ask you, but I wanted to end it on, I guess, a more general note. What is it that a film can bring to this topic? What is the view, even in terms of the view and experience itself? I mean, how does a film contribute to a discourse about not just specifically, divorce and all of these separations and things like that, but just even in generals and topics that are related to it?
I think it makes more... It makes it a subject to talk about, and I think what for me was important is that you sit there as a spectator, and maybe you think, oh wow, this is something I've done too. And I think it's most of all of us have a relationship to are like in a way. Encountered separation, either you did or your parents or your friends. It's a subject which is very present, and I think by watching a movie about, I had very nice reactions of even adults who had like a catharsis in a way to watch the movie, because like 20-30 years before it wasn't talked about at all between the parents. Today it's a subject, and I think the film helps for parents to realize or to make a little bit less mistakes.
Because we're just after a screening there was a Q&A session which really felt like people were sort of sharing their stories too, so it's not just the existence of the film but also the screening of the films and discussions that can happen after the screening itself.
It's very personal. I feel with each film, when you're traveling around, it's different, and with this subject it's from the beginning, it's after 2 minutes you start to have very personal discussions, because people open up, and I think it's still something they like to talk. There is an urge to talk about it, apparently.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.